From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We got a great show for you today. Susie Essman from Curb Your Enthusiasm will try to control her foul mouth when she plays Not My Job. But first, something to get off my chest, something that bothers me. You know, we radio people, we're not just faceless voices coming out of your car dashboard. We have feelings. We have dreams. My dream, for example, is to someday win a competitive eating contest.
Mine is to be adopted by Madonna.
And Rush Limbaugh's dream was to own an NFL team. Mm. And now it has been taken from him. Unjustly. So, in solidarity with Rush, and in reaction to all those players who said they would never play for the Rams if he were to buy the team, we say here now, none of us will play for the team if he doesn't. So there. We're with you, Rush. Anybody can play our games, though. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Michael Abraham in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Michael, what are you doing in Atlanta?
I'm a PhD student at Georgia Tech and the student director of the Georgia Tech Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, really? You're a scientist musician?
I am a scientist musician.
That's totally cool. I like that. You have the yin and the yang. That's great.
So it sounds sort of like military justice to me, but
it has its challenges, I'll tell you that much.
I'm sure. Welcome to our show, Michael. Let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca, right there.
Hi, Michael.
Next, it's humorist and author, most recently of Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Michael.
And lastly, we're delighted to welcome to our panel this week a comedian and a contributor, the ethicist, in fact, for Oprah.com, Ms. Faith Saley.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show, Michael. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, and you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Oh, I'm so ready.
All right. So are we. So is Carl. Here's your first quote. It's a series of teases from a United States senator.
I haven't made up my mind. I want to hear more. Let's see how the day goes.
Now, that senator has been tantalizing Democrat Max Baucus and others for weeks with her will she or won't she vote for health care. Well, this week she finally said yes, for now. Who?
I'm guessing that's the senator from Maine, Olympia Snow.
It is Olympia Snow. Absolutely. Does everybody remember that fall night about a year ago when thousands of people collected in Grant Park here in Chicago to celebrate the election of Olympia Snow as president of the United States? Well, the most powerful person in America decided to allow health care reform to go forward when she became the only Republican to vote for any form of the bill. The White House says that this single vote makes the bill, quote, bipartisan. Which is a little like saying you're a world traveler because you saw Slumdog Millionaire. Of course, there was a lot of horse trading. Getting this yes vote from the senator from Maine did not come cheap. For example, the national bird of the United States is now the lobster. Isn't it weird that this woman has so much power?
I think it's hot.
Really?
It reminds me of the end of Grease. Like, I see her, like, coming out now, like, in leather pants.
With the cigarette, like, yeah. Sandy?
Better shape up, because I need a plan.
She's singing it to Max Baucus. In my heart to sit on you.
You're the plan that I want.
The main equivalent of that, anyway.
Yes.
So that's what she said to Max Baucus. She said, tell me about it, stud.
Exactly.
And put out the cigarette?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that image is so incredibly disturbing.
It's better than when Barbara Mikulski does it.
That's true. Michael, here's your next quote.
The last time we saw 10,000, we were going the wrong way.
That comes from a brokerage president. He marveled this week as what hit 10,000 for the first time in more than a year.
The Dow.
Exactly right. Hey, all you frowny faces who are still moping because you lost your job and your house and any shred of dignity, everything's fine now because the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit 10,000. Everybody's all excited about it. Wall Street is poised to give out its biggest annual bonuses in history, and it looks like 9.8% of Americans took the year off work to celebrate. Now, economists say that the Dow is a leading indicator. The rest of the economy will follow within another year or so. It works this way. Say a hedge fund manager gets $1 million bonus. He buys a new house. So a broker buys his old house. And when the broker gets a new refrigerator for the new house, you get to live in the box.
Coincidentally, 10,000 is also the salary of the one job that was created this quarter.
There you are. Are people paying way too much? I mean, isn't it? Didn't we get into this mess because we paid too much attention to like Wall Street and the Dow, and then it all turned out to be nonsense? And
it's that or Balloon Boy, watching the Dow. Either one.
They're both eventually going to come down, and it's all going to be something of a letdown when they do.
Yeah. Oh my God! It's just the biggest letdown since Geraldo Rivera and Al Capone's vault.
What did you want to happen?
Yeah, that's I'm the only.
Do you want blood, though?
No, I didn't want blood. I wanted the door to open at the end and the kid to pop out and say, "Here I am." That's what I wanted.
That was fun.
That's what
said.
Everybody wanted. Everyone's lying when they're like, "Oh, I'm so glad he's not in there." No, we all wanted the kid to be in there and safe.
Didn't you also want Wolf Blitzer on the scene to breathe in the helium and report the story?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I wanted. That's a cherry on top. The situation room.
Back to you, Michael. Michael, here is your last quote.
Walking through a winter wonderland.
Is that Wolf Blitzer?
That was. No, that was not Wolf Blitzer. That was Carl's imitation of a major star doing his first ever Christmas album, which came out this week. Who?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea? I think you get it when Carl does his imitation. One more time.
Walking through a winter wonderland.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we got to give him a clue.
Do I get to hear that one more time? It sounds a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, can you sing Snowin' in the Wind?
It's not Bob Dylan.
It is Bob Dylan.
Go, Michael.
Who else would it be?
Wonderland.
So you never know what Bob Dylan is going to do next. He's going to make go electric. He might do a Victoria's Secret ad. He might replace his own voice with that of a rusty coffee grinder. But as we noted a while back in the show, this year he decided to release a Christmas record. It's called Christmas in the Heart. Well, it came out this week, and the reviews... Well, here's Jim DeRogatis of the Chicago Sun-Times. Quote, when the star stumbles through I'll Be Home for Christmas, he delivers the sentiment as a threat. Giving it, out of 4 stars, he gave it no stars. Now, the only redeeming thing about this record, apparently, is that all the proceeds go to charity. And ironically enough, the charity is intended to help the victims of this record. It's called the Make-A-Wish I Had Never Listened to Bob Dylan's Christmas Album Foundation. Carl, how did Michael do in our quiz?
He did fine.
Peter, he did very well. He had 3 correct answers, so Michael wins our prize.
Well done. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Peter.